Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at I actually created a psychological term called comparative identity, which is where you struggle to relate to people outside of the idea of who's better or who's worse. But when I got onto the world and people knew we were twins, the immediate response is for the brain to compare.
What's up? Yo, yo, your girl Lauren here. I'm here at the Momference filming a live podcast of That Twin Mama. This conference is so dope. We're in DC. The theme this year is nourishment. How many moms out there are malnourished? Do you feel like you're filling your cup? Do you feel like you hydrated? Did you remember to drink your water today? I got all of that for you this week. Come on.
Yo, yo, still at the Momference in DC, and look what I found. Twins. How exciting is this? So Kobe is here. She is a trauma therapist. She's one of the speakers at this event, and she brought her twin sister. Can you guys, wait, first of all, twin A? Mm-hmm. I literally didn't know that. Twin B.
Yeah.
Do you all feel that there are stereotypes with twin A and twin B? Do you all fall into that?
Like, yes.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. I'm about to fall into the stereotype right now. So you go.
Yeah. So twin A, my sister's older, 15 minutes older than me.
My girls are 15 minutes apart too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So there are times where I can admittedly say I can treat her like an older sister and kind of like refer to her to do certain things or like I'll follow her lead in certain situations. So yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm like the big sister.
That's funny. How long did y'all know? Like, I haven't told my girls who's older. They're 4 and a half.
Really?
I just, because I know the older one will be like, girl, I'm older.
Yeah, I'm
doing this. I'm boss. So I'm going to let them find out. Like, I'm never going to lie to them, but I'm purposely not telling them you're the older one just because I feel like that dynamic might be interesting or like a power dynamic.
Yeah.
Was it for y'all? Like, were you like, girl, bye, I'm 15 minutes early? Or was it?
I feel like I came out like this. And it just happened to align with the fact that I was the one who came out first.
Yeah.
And so what it just felt like, that's why. Maybe that's why I'm like this, you know?
I love that. So tell my listeners, if they have not found your pages or all your brilliant work, what do you do? Tell me a little bit more about it.
I am a therapist, a trauma therapist.
Yes.
And I work in Charlotte, North Carolina, and really everywhere. I'm based out of Charlotte, but work everywhere. You can find me on socials, Kobe Campbell_. It's pretty much everything. But yeah, I just help people heal from their painful past so they can live in purpose.
And what about you? Are you in a similar profession?
I am not.
Yeah.
I'm a flight attendant. Yeah, so I love to travel. So my job gratefully allows me to do that.
Yeah. So that's interesting. I feel like my twins could not be more opposite.
Yeah,
like they are they are so tight, but like they couldn't be more opposite. And like thinking even about the two careers that you all chose, some people are like, why don't you, like, how many people assume that you were just the exact same person because you're twins? Or do you think the same as her? Or like, if I touch you, do you feel it? I've heard some stupid questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most wild question you think you've received as twins? Are you identical or fraternal?
Fraternal.
Okay. That interview with those two like white ladies, you've seen it with the twins that just talk at the same time. But they're not really. They're like talk.
They're trying to make it happen.
I'm like, this isn't happening. Y'all doing something weird. Anyways. Well, what's the wildest question or comment do you think either of you have gotten?
So let me go first.
Yeah.
I have one like in my mind.
Okay.
In high school, this girl was like, are you guys twins? We're like, yeah. She was like to me, oh, like, are you Indian? Like, do you have a different dad? Like, are you Dominican?
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
We're twins.
Bruh.
We're the same.
Bruh.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It was interesting that she thought like I was like
a different ethnicity,
completely.
Yeah.
That resonates because my girls are different complexions.
Yeah.
One takes after her father, like very European features, and one looks more like me.
Yeah.
And so I see that already. Like, why is this one this way? Why is this one that way? I'm like, can you stop physically critiquing my children and just shut the F up? Like, it's like wild. People have like an audacity when someone's a twin to ask whatever the hell comes to their head.
Yep.
Or they wouldn't do it if it was just two sisters. It's wild.
Yep.
Were you going to say something about wild time?
Well, now I have something else to say.
Yes.
I wish my parents would have talked about that at home before I heard other people talk about it. Because regardless, other people were going to talk about it.
Right.
And so it'd be like, wow, you're so dark. Oh my gosh, she's so light. And you're so tall and she's so short.
Yeah,
and like,
the differences.
Because we didn't talk about that at home, like it felt like I was, it's almost like when someone tells you something that's like genuinely novel in front of an audience.
Yes.
And you're like,
yes.
You can't process
like,
it.
Yeah, it's so hard to process because then I would come home and be like,
Am I?
You are different colors. Like, you are shorter than me. I never realized that because we never talked about that at home.
That is so insane.
And so I think it'd be really cool if more parents, parents talked about differences at home in a neutral way. One's better, one's worse, but just talk about differences at home so that they're not feeling like they're learning about themselves as a unit outside of the home.
Exactly. Because people do perceive you and they perceive your physical appearance. And for some reason, for twins, they want to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I feel like as Black women, you might remember my parents, I knew I was Black, but then the first time I had a racist little boy say something, you remember that distinctly. You went home like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Just preparing yourself, like how the world, not like you're different and it's bad, but just preparing, hey, these people, this might be how you're perceived.
Yeah.
And like, I think that's super, super helpful. I know that you specialize in trauma.
Yeah.
I know we have to go quickly though too. With twins, is there a type of trauma bond, or how does trauma look when you have a twin relationship, or is it just like any other sibling relationship? How much time we got? We might have to have a part two. We should need to come back on.
So anyway, I would say two things really quickly.
Yeah.
One, I actually created a psychological term called comparative identity.
Oh.
Which is where you struggle to relate to people outside of the idea of who's better or who's worse.
Oh,
and that was something that not necessarily was super nurtured in my home. Like my parents were like, oh, this person's better or worse. But when I got onto the world and people knew we were twins, the immediate response is for the brain to compare.
Yes.
And so when my sister moved to LA and I was in Charlotte, sometimes I could not see myself outside of the relationship of if I'm with this person, who's better, who's worse? I only knew my identity within the lens of a twinhood.
That is so
And we went to the same, of course, grade school, all that stuff. Then we went to the same college.
Yeah.
And so after college is where we split. And by that time, we're 22, 23, we're adults.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of like, I had trouble sleeping. I didn't even know how to sleep in a bedroom by myself.
What? We shared a room for almost most our entire life. We shared a cell phone. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, a cell phone. Yeah. What?
We're all together.
You thought my parents were like, you see both of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting because our girls at the age that they're 4 and a half, they'll go to pre-K next year and then... Yeah. We're deciding if we want to split them up, and I don't because I'm like they're girls and they have this bond and girls can be mean, but I think what you're naming is that there should be individual things that you may want to encourage.
Yeah.
So before adulthood, you get there, and you're not like, well, are you smarter than me? Am I smarter than you? Like, because people do that. Someone came up to my husband the other day. We were on a Disney cruise, and they were like, oh, they're twins. Which one's the smart one? In front of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Ooh. We used to hear, who's the bad twin?
Yeah.
And I talk about it. I have a book, and I literally talk about that in the book, how that was my first traumatic moment, was two adults coming up to me, and they're like, who's the good twin and who's the bad twin? And one of the women said, well, she's the bad twin. And how that like shaped my self-perception and how I held on to that for a long time until I went to therapy as an adult. I felt like my identity was the bad twin. Like there's something wrong with me. I'm not as nice as my sister. I'm not as likable as my sister. And so I think that for twins, there's something, one, I love being a twin.
Yeah.
I think that twins learn really quickly conflict resolution. We learn how to do relationship well.
Yes, socializing skills. I feel like they're playing like way beyond the years of some of their peers.
Yep. We could argue like cats and dogs and 25 minutes later be sharing ice cream.
Yep.
You know, laughing at jokes.
Like when you come into the world with a person, you like from birth, you learn people skills, whether you like it or not. And I love that. And also, I think there's something so powerful about telling twins what's good about them individually.
Yes.
Versus like good, bad. Like, you know, the really basic lazy dyad of like who's on top and who's on bottom.
Right.
Who's good, who's bad, who's, you know, who's smart, who's not.
Right.
But instead nurturing that like you're really good at this and you're really good at this.
I love how you draw this. You're such a great artist. Like, you can understand these specific compliments.
Yeah.
Versus good and bad. I love this. Okay, we're just scratching the surface. I feel like I need to have you on the real podcast.
I would love to.
For real, for real.
Yeah.
Okay, where can my listeners, you have books, you have your handles. Tell people where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me at www.kobecampbell.com.
And do you want to share your social media? No, if you want to, girl.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at nanaya_ underscore Odua. So N-A-N-A-Y-A-A underscore O-D-U-A. You can see my travels to different
countries. Amazing. We'll link both of them in the show notes. But thank you both for being on. We'll definitely, this is part two. There's a part two coming.
Awesome.
Bye, y'all. Peace.
Save big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.